Let's pause again for prayer. Our Father, we pray both for wisdom and grace as we examine these sometimes difficult issues. We pray that the Spirit of God will make these things clear and real to us. Help us to submit to thy word happily, we ask in the Savior's name. Well, we have some very good questions again this evening. Thank you. First question, would God have a woman, if selected by a local assembly, recognized to be a deacon? Well, now, remember that there is a deaconship within a deaconship, so to speak. And the word deacon occurs both in the masculine and feminine. Phoebe is referred to as a deacon, a deaconess, if you will, of the church. And she did have responsibility. She was a succorer, a supporter of many. And her beautiful fourfold portrait as a sister, a servant, a saint, and a succorer is found in Paul's introduction to his fellow workers list at the end of the book of Romans. However, the list of the description of the requirements of a deacon found in 1 Timothy chapter 3 states that their wives must be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful of all in all things, and deacons should be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children in their own house as well. So they have the same requirement as the elders, and I can only take it to understand that there are those who are officially recognized as being responsible stewards of the matters of the church. They are to be in leadership, they are to be men. However, there are particular stewardships, particular care of funds for the ladies' missionary class, or in the case of Phoebe, she took a copy of the scriptures from one place to another, a very, very important task entrusted to her. There are many such matters of a personal a ministry or a ministry of the sisters. Absolutely, there are sisters who are secretaries and who write letters to missionaries and do all sorts of good things by all means. But it seems that whoever these people are that Paul is describing in 1 Timothy, who are official representatives of the assembly to the community and to the Lord, it seems that they were men. I don't know any other way to understand the husband of one wife, unless, of course, you are the husband of one wife. So, I hope that helps explain it. There are these smaller, what should we say, more localized ministries relative to responsibilities, but these men who were in some sort of official position of relieving the elders of work that elders otherwise would do are seen as the husbands of one wife. But there are obviously many other kinds of service and ministry in the local church which women are called to do. Is that at all clear, or does that help? All right. I didn't give you much chance to say no.